Good afternoon, everybody. So my name is Blantine Nouvelle, and I'm the leader of the Pactol reorganization project team. First, I would like to thank the organizer of this session for giving me the opportunity to present our methodology for reorganizing the Pactol thesaurus. So Pactol is a thesaurus that covers fields of archaeology and science related to archaeology. Its concepts are organized in six microtheses, whose names his name to Pactols. And the Pactols thesaurus is managed using the free thesaurus management software OpenTheso. It is multilingual, six languages, normalized polyhierarchy, citable, and under free license. It meets the FAIR principle for findability, accessibility, interoperability, and reusability. Its thematic coverage and technical qualities make it the only metadata repositories for archaeology in France. It is used for indexing the bibliographic records of the Frontier Collective Catalogue, and more recently has served to enrich the content of scientific journals, databases for archaeological research and cultural heritage programs. Yet, in spite of regular updates, the thesaurus sometimes present significant gaps and outdated vocabulary. Our desire to increase its visibility and use among new users has led us to launch an extensive reorganization program aiming at consolidating the structure of Pactols and enriching its vocabulary. The organization, the reorganization process started at the end of 2017 and supported by the MASA Consortium. It employs a team of 8 volunteers, the Frontic Network, including the authors of this presentation. At the first attempt at reorganizing the fields in a traditional thematic was way concentrated on the microthesaurus subject, but it eventually appeared to be only a partial and have little effect on the general structure of the thesaurus. So we choose to follow the structure of the backbone thesaurus and the BBT, the meta thesaurus developed by Daya. The authors of this talk then joined the steering committee of the BBT. Three essential reasons led us to this choice. First, its structure is conceptual and simplified to 2 levels that facilitates comprehension and exchanges with the other disciplines. And the BBT is already a platform for alignment with a partner like the AET and the DIA. Second, its structure is based on the CDOC CRM and is just compatible with open information systems. And finally, it is evolving and collaborative. This brings us to how Pactol uses the BBT. We created a tree with the BBT categories completed by new levels. We are progressively redistributing all the Pactol concepts field by field, starting with the subject thesaurus. It has led to the dispersion of the contents and the reorganization using a different approach. This process has allowed us to correct structural consistencies and confusion of categories in the branches. It has given us the opportunity to update the whole vocabulary, which is one of the goals of the program. And the process focused in particular on the definitions and translations of concepts, making for an in-depth work on the terminology. Let us take the example of the thematic field we have just finished, that is the death file. We have worked on a temporary structure containing a copy of the original Pactols, which is Pactols 1, and the BBT facet. In the original Pactol, the DEV file includes 133 concepts in 8 subfiles. Distribution of the terms was prepared on a shared spreadsheet with the BBT categories, completed if necessary with additional hierarchic levels. One validated that tree was entered in the Pactol through 2 until the DEV file were emptied. The concepts of the DEV hierarchy are now divided among 5 new BBT categories and 11 new subdivisions, which are better integrated into the other domains of the thesaurus. The revision progress put an emphasis on the vocabulary. Outdated terms, were either renamed or merged, and definitions were updated with recent bibliographic sources. We have worked under the control of funerary archaeologists and anthropologists eager to be involved in the creation of the terminology they had been trying to formalize for many years. Reconstructing the thesaurus cannot be considered as long as all the categories of the microsubject thesaurus have not been filtered into through the BBT. We can, however, already distinguish several stages aiming at credibility for the contents, although we need to continue working on the concepts. We will focus on the general reorganization of the hierarchy. We will disperse the largest categories among more accessible files, thus limiting the depth and numbers of levels. This will provide a more direct access to contents. We will add approximately 15 new top terms, that is terms on the first level, merging current Pactols, micro thesauri, and BBT facets. This will eliminate the 6 former Pactols micro thesauri and introduce new categories like agent, built environment, chronology, disciplines, space and territory, for example. And we will personalize headings in clear and understandable language for all users and ensure that we keep track of the equivalent files and subfiles of the BBT facet and the CDOC-CRM classes. A first assessment can be outlined after 18 months of solid work on the second version of Pactols. Here are a few figures. 1/3 of the Pactols micro thesauris have been yet redistributed. More than 200 new definitions have been given, and more than 808 concepts from the lists of candidate terms suggested by librarians and from scientific vocabulary have been added. Our main difficulties were that it took us almost 6 months to understand in depth the BBT facets and their definition. This caused work to start very. Concepts were missing in the BBT, for example, the living beings, and the number of levels was too limited to include the Pactol subdivisions. We had to create temporary facets, for example, a built unit by function and built unit by form. And the other difficulties were linked to Pactols, mixing different categories in the files. For instance, in the DEV file, one could find action, material objects, and conceptual objects. And above all, there was the ambiguity of some concepts whose managing had to be clarified while keeping the indexation of the frontier catalogue bibliographic records. The results, though, are very vastly positive. The BBT is evolving. Our participation in the BBT working group allowed us to suggest a new facet, the living beings, to propose the creation of a third level and to submit a French translation of the BBT facet and definitions. That work impacts all the pactols categories with an in-depth revision of the whole vocabulary. Our relationships with the scientific community has been strengthened through participating workshops and permanent exchanges on scientific vocabulary. Thank you very much to all.